Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
My name is Tony Katsibaris, and I'm the country manager for Insider across Australia and New Zealand. I have a very special guest for us today, Roman Kumar Vyas, who is the CEO and founder of Q Marketing. Roman, why don't we start by introducing yourself to our audience here today?
Yes, Tony, thank you. My name is Roman Kumar Vyas. I'm a CEO and founder of Q Marketing Agency. We help various technological companies from all over the world with growing their business using our latest digital marketing tools. And I'm also a founder of Refocus Academy. We help entrepreneurs to learn digital marketing.
Cool. All right. Here's our first question for you, Roman. What motivates you in life? Why do you get out of bed every morning?
My main motivation is to create the biggest education company in the world in order to give all children in this world the ability to receive free education and get a job regardless of their race, gender, location, and social status. I've started my businesses and work hard at my businesses for one main purpose, to make enough money in order to make this dream come true. And that's the reason I jump out of bed every morning.
Roman, just out of curiosity, was there something that happened in your childhood or something that you experienced that made you focus your business around education and helping children?
Yes. My father is from India, and I've been there so many times, and I've seen the children who are not able to get an education because of their social status, and they do not have money to get the right kind of education. That's why I decided that my main goal is to make a free education for children, no matter of their race, gender, location, and social status. And I will build a company that will allow me to do this.
Well, Roman, as a parent, I'd like to thank you. I don't think there's a greater gift that we can give children than an education. So we're really proud to be associated with you, and we're very thankful that you've joined us for Reshape, and you're going to be one of our speakers. So, you know, you're a very inspiring person.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, Roman, maybe we change gears there. So if we were to choose a movie character for you, what would be that movie character and why?
I think it can be Bobby Axelrod from the Showtime series Billions. I like how he finds new business opportunities and creates new systems by breaking the old ones. However, I do not like how he focuses so completely on money and competition. I don't think that money should be the end goal for a business person nowadays. As business leaders, we need to be concerned about improving our societies, not just about making money. But I like this guy.
Okay, so he stands for some of who you are, but if you could change the other half, then it would be perfect for you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm guessing you've got a passion for technology. So if I was to take an app away that you couldn't live without, it'd be the last one I'm allowed to delete on your phone. What is that app and why?
I think it's Facebook. I've got more than 15,000 subscribers, and I need to communicate with them, which means sharing my thoughts, experiences, and marketing expertise. And I also use Facebook to educate myself using my newsfeed from the American and Indian business communities. And in order not to waste time on Facebook, I have unfollowed all of my friends so that I can concentrate completely on the business content.
Wow. Okay. So that's a very deliberate use of your social platform there.
Yeah. You need to clear all the unnecessary stuff.
Okay, say time travel was possible and we could send you back in time, what would you say to the 21-year-old Roman Kumar Vyas?
Don't give up. To get what you want in life, you cannot give up. It's as simple as that.
Is there, how do you remind yourself of this? Or do you have a trigger that when you're facing, you know, obviously you're running your business and you know, we all face challenges. Is there a mechanism or a tactic that you use to remind yourself, hey, don't give up?
I just saying this word in my mind and repeat it.
All right. Well, if that's what works for you, that's fantastic. I think I need a little more triggers, but that's fine. So a part of us learning and growing in life is receiving feedback and being able to respond to it. What's the harshest feedback that you've ever received so far?
Let me think. When I was younger, I changed jobs a lot. Every time I did it, my father warned me that if I don't have a goal and stick with it, if I don't have a sense of purpose, I will fail. He said it passionately, and I will always remember it.
Okay, well, that's beautiful. So you're a leader now. You're running an organization. I think it's fair to say that your objective and mission is a beautiful one. What is your biggest leadership challenge at the moment as we're coming out of this crisis? In some countries, we're in the middle of it, and some we're sort of towards the tail end, but What keeps you awake as a leader at the moment, Roman?
My biggest leadership challenge was when I fired 10 people in one day during this pandemic. They were good people. They did good work and met our company's high standards. And the challenge was to communicate my decision to them in a way which showed that I truly cared about them and didn't want to hurt their confidence for their future careers. I hope I succeeded. I think I did, because as it turned out, I've hired all of them back and they are happy as we look to grow our company beyond the pandemic.
Well, that's phenomenal. You know, as a leader, you know, it's, you know, often we're faced with these challenges. When you shared that news, Roman, how did you deal with it personally? So it's one thing to deliver the message and to do it with care, but how did you process that experience?
I think the meditations helped me to fight with this stress. But this experience actually was really hard. It was very hard experience.
Okay, and so do you often find that you meditate when you've got something challenging or something that you're struggling with, just to like to find your peace with it?
Yes. I actually found the peace in meditation, and it helps me, and it helped me so many times in my life. That's why I do it every day.
Well, I'm glad, and I'm really glad to hear that you've hired them back and that we're back. We're back on our high growth trajectory. So well done, Roman.
Yeah. Thank you.
So we're hearing the buzzwords, digital world 2.0, the new normal, right? And so it's funny. I think a lot of people have stopped saying, oh, when things get back to normal. But I think everyone now is comprehending that, well, there's going to be a new normal. What are your predictions for both you and your business around the new normal moving forward?
I can say a few words about how digital marketing will change. I think that social networks will gather more and more data from people, and this will allow advertisers to create their ads in a more personalized way. And monkey jobs in digital marketing campaigns will become automated, and this will allow digital marketing managers to become more like architects who will build prototypes for long chains of creatives like banners, videos, Instagram stories, and customers will get used to interacting with these personalized chains at each step, at each stage of their customer journey map. That's how the world will change for digital marketing managers.
Okay, and maybe an extension to that question, our habits have dramatically changed in the last 2 to 3 months. Some of our work habits, like from traveling less to using video more to relying on other communication forms. And are there any changes that you feel are here to stay and that actually you want to keep and maybe, you know, or not go back to how things were?
Sure. The pandemic has shown us that we don't need an office to operate effectively. We can manage our digital business from anywhere. People worked in the office when they needed to communicate quickly and most effectively. And now we can communicate very effectively in less than 5 seconds to a person who is on the other side of the earth. And our online communication has been greatly enhanced through audiovisual platforms like Miro, Slack, and Zoom, and platforms like DocuSign. DocuSign enable us not only to communicate, but transact our business by signing legal documents. So why do we need to sit in the office? And going forward, people in our digital industry will communicate and collaborate in virtual reality, using virtual reality helmets to create their interactive rooms. Of course, we need the cheaper technology of helmets production and distributions, but still. And some of my team and I already use online games like Dota 2 to communicate, and we're soon going to lead one of our lesson in our Refocus Academy using Minecraft as a teaching room. And I think this is our future.
Wow, that sounds exciting. All right, Roman, I've got a... If I was a magician and I could wave the magic wand and you could actually determine your future in 5 years' time, what does your company look like? What type of impact are you having? And what are you doing as a leader?
In the next 5 years, my main goal is to create a company with $1 billion valuation. And I need this money to make my dream come true about free education for children. And I think in 5 years, I will reach this goal and it will allow me to start working on this project.
Wow. What a phenomenal objective. And I know I wish you all the best. Once again, as a parent, I think your moral compass and what you aspire to achieve in life is definitely inspirational. So well done, Roman.
Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to change gears now because we like to get to know our presenters at a personal level. Can you give us one weird fact about yourself?
Okay, let's try. I was a rapper when I was 16, and a rap singer when I was 16, and all my dreams were about being famous and making people aware of what was happening on the streets, such as drugs, robberies, lack of education, and more. But then I found that the best way for me to help change things on the streets was not to shine a light on it, just let the press shine a light on it, but that's not for me. And the best way to change things is to give people from the streets equal opportunity in our society. And that is how my Ikigai was formed.
That's phenomenal. If we could tattoo on your chest your motto in life, what would that motto in life be?
I think everyone can reach the top if they work hard enough. So let's increase opportunities so everyone has a chance.
Fantastic. Well, look, Roman, on behalf of Insider, as I said at the start, we're very proud to be connected with you and working with you. Your story is inspirational.
Thank you.
The compass that you're steering your business with is one of beauty. We wish you every success, and we're very proud and privileged to have you as part of our community and presenting. And in your mother tongue, blagodario vas. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud to be the part of your community, and I will do my best to share the latest news and practical life hacks in digital marketing with your respectful audience.
Thank you, my friend. Peace.
Thank you. Bye-bye.